The bill would expand senior care, which is the state's prescription drug discount program for seniors. It would hike tobacco taxes by 5 cents and would include people with disabilities who are younger than 65 or who are poor. Lynn Breedlove is the director of the Wisconsin Coalition for Advocacy. He says it's tragic that young people with disabilities can't afford the drugs that could make a difference in their lives.
Think about people with epilepsy, where they have medications that would help them control their seizures, and you can't afford to buy the medication. I mean, think about people with serious mental illness, where we now have medications that can help people cope with schizophrenia, cope with bipolar disorder, and then you can't afford to buy the drug that will help you have a decent life.
Lisa Warchow of New London says the bill could have a major impact on people with degenerative diseases like multiple sclerosis. MS often strikes people in their 30s and 40s. Warchow is Ms. Wheelchair Wisconsin. The 34-year-old was diagnosed with MS 10 years ago.
If this bill would have been passed way back then, possibly it would have delayed my time in the wheelchair and maybe stopped it from progressing as fast as it has progressed.
The bill is being introduced by State Senator Tim Carpenter. The Milwaukee Democrat says it could help as many as 50,000 state residents. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.